Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Wednesday, September 15th, the verse is from Isaiah 54, verse 14. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you.
And from the New Testament, it's the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Mm-hmm. Well, the first lesson from Isaiah gives us the promise, and the second lesson from John gives us the solution, the only power that we can have to free us from terror, from fear, from all those things is in a person, that's Jesus. And he gives us himself, and in giving us himself, we receive his peace. And that's why he says, I leave you with my peace, I give it to you. His peace is in his person. And that's what frees us from all these powers that otherwise could so easily control us.
And yet it's the most ordinary things that we struggle with in terms of being troubled. And I just experienced that this week. We were up at our cabin and it was very dark. That was one thing. When all the lights are out and the stars were falling out from the sky and it was an incredible vista. But lying down to sleep was very difficult for me. I didn't sleep most of the hours of the night. My heart was pounding, in fact. I couldn't calm my heart and keep it from this heavy beating because I was thinking about all of the things that might come upon me in the night.
Like a mouse.
Like a mouse, like spiders.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know what else. I was thinking about many things.
Sure.
But I had to recite Psalm 23 over and over again. Psalm 8 over and over again, Psalm 91 over and over again, to help my spirit and my heart to be calmed and not troubled.
So it says here, Jesus doesn't give you peace like the world would give. So the world might have given you an electric light bulb.
That would have been good.
Or some other kind of power to fend off the spiders or the mice who are lining up against you. But there's other things too, of course, that make our hearts troubled and circumstances that cause us to be afraid, whether it's the crazy COVID that is stalking people.
Yes. And
there's such a level of fear that surrounds conversations or relationships. Don't get too close. You might get it. You know, somebody might be carrying it. They might pass it on to you. You shall not fear, it says in Isaiah.
Yes.
Why? Because Jesus is your peace. You may get COVID. In fact, probably everyone will at some point.
Yeah.
But the fact is your fearing it won't protect you from it. And it won't keep you from giving it to others because you're afraid. Mm-hmm. This is something that is so common for us as we build up this crazy conversation about this disease, which does affect all of us, but it has taken on the major element of life for so many.
Yeah.
And that's the world's solution to it, of course, is let's fix everybody. Well, we already know that just because you get the shot doesn't mean you can't get the variant. And you may transmit the variant. And there isn't a sort of a simple way for people to say, oh, there's one answer. The complications of this come from the nature of evil, is not going to be resolved by some human system.
Yeah.
That is impossible. Evil does not respond to human systems. And so Jesus says, wait a minute, I have something to give to you. I'll give you a shot of myself.
That's the injection we need.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how are we injected with Jesus? In what way is he our booster? What needs to happen? You use the Psalms. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I sing hymns. I was running up and down this hill where the cabin happened to be, and I had to go down at night. And of course, when you're running through the woods in the evening, even when you have a headlight on, every stump looks like an animal. And there are not that many animals near us, but every time I saw one, I'd have to sing really loudly to help myself overcome those fears.
It's sort of the running up the hill opera.
Right, exactly. That would be one to consider. So we need to find ways to let that presence of Christ soak in and be our shield. Mm-hmm. And the means that he gives us are truly his word and music. Relationships. After we left the cabin, I'd forgotten to do something with the gas system up there. It's a propane tank, and I turned it on at the last minute after I turned it off in order to solve a problem, and then we left, and I had left it off.
You were so kind. You were solving that for me, Johan. Thank you.
Thank you for mentioning that, Sonia. I didn't want to bring up that, but yes, that is true.
You can blame me.
I'm not blaming you. It's just that I forgot to turn it off, so we were about an hour down the highway, maybe an hour and a half, and I realized I hadn't turned it off. So Sonia says, well, let's call our friend who has a cabin near this one. They're way out in the woods, you know. No one lives near anybody, it seems. And I said, I don't want to call him. I'd rather just go back. We had the whole day to drive. She says, no, I'll call him. I didn't want to call him. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I was guilty. And my solution, the worldly solution, is do it yourself. You know, go fix it yourself. I didn't want to admit I'd done wrong. So Sonia admitted it for me. She called Steve, and he was willing to do it. He went up on his four-wheeler. It's kind of a nice little adventure for him.
I bet he enjoyed every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. And he turned it off, and no harm done. But my conscience was troubled, and so this is the problem. How do we get that peace of Christ? Another person has to give peace to us. That's what Sonia did for me. The hymns, the Psalms bring peace. Sometimes as we get into these troubled situations, we realize that Christ comes to us right at the right time.
Yes.
Give us this day our daily bread, you know, we say in the Lord's Prayer. Christ gives us what we need right when we need it, and not a second before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power that we get with peace. Some of you heard Doug speak last Friday. It was the day of his funeral, and he talked about his story about forgiving a business colleague, and he couldn't get peace, and he was talking to the Lord about his problem over and over again, but he never once talked about forgiveness. And then finally he asked Jesus, he said, I can't do this. Would you help me forgive him? And he said the burden was lifted. He had forgave him, and he was free.
And he had true peace.
He did. Yes. So those are the elements that are not worldly, that come to us from outside ourselves, that come to us from Christ alone. And we need that. That's part of the body of Christ, too. We, one another, we give each other peace in different ways. And when you go to worship, you experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. It literally surrounds you through worship and singing and prayers and hearing the word and sermons and the conversation of the saints. So you actually are sent forth into the world with Christ in you. He meets you there, and he goes with you out into the world where he wants to lead you.
Yeah. The peace of Christ.
Yeah.
Be with you.
Amen. That's right. And with you too, Sonia.
I'll share my daily trip today, the thank you and the regret, the intercession and the plan. Thank you, Jesus, for being the promised Prince of Peace. You have gifted me with the Holy Spirit, who reminds me of all that you've told me before, that you are going ahead of me and will give me all I need to be sustained in this life. Though the evil one seems like he's winning, you keep me from his fearful oppression. Terror is held back, and you give me your grace and peace. Forgive me for fearing the princes of this world and reacting with a troubled heart. So send your spirit of comfort to shower me with peace, not that the world gives, but only your peace, Jesus, that throughout my life, and whether I live or die, on this day, I will exude your peace to those around me, and I will have your peace within me. Amen.
Thank you, Sonia. Here is our prayer from the daily text for today. Strong God, you stand by me and protect me. Help me to be at peace in your grace, without worrying about earning what you so freely give. The truth of your cross means I don't need to save myself. Send me now with your good news, especially to those who cause pain and suffering, by doing the very thing you've done for them, by trying to protect themselves and save themselves. Amen.
We're going to hear a song that's from the Danish tradition, sung by Steve Kramer. And I think you'll enjoy it. I'm not sure of the name. I believe it's called Our Father Has a Light in the Window.
Our Father has light in his window. It shines through the darkening night and carries a friendly greeting to all from the Lord of Light. Our Father has light in his window. It brightens the darkest road. It comforts in need and sorrow, and points us the way to God.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.